Welcome to a short edition of the Chariot TechCast. I'm Ken Rimple. Today we have more coverage from Spring 1 2GX. Gordon Dickens has been there all week and who reported with us earlier, but we have his wrap-up from the show. He talked about some of the innovations that are going on with SpringSource Rue, Spring under Java 6, and more. So let's listen in.
So anyway, all right, so this is day three on the Spring planet, and you know, it looks like you went to a lot of talks over the last couple days. What struck your fancy? I mean, it looks like the last ones you were in today, if I'm right, you had one on just the basic Java 6 and Spring 3. So why don't we start there? So what's cool about Spring 3 with Java 6?
Well, Spring 3 and Java 6 is really the they really incorporated more of the emerging JSR specifications, you know, including JSR 330, 303, JSR 250. Which I believe was already in 2.5 to some degree.
Yeah.
A lot of those are now the JS. Those are the JSR specs, JAX RS, the REST style standalone endpoint model. So there's a lot of those features were really illustrated and highlighted in that session by Kostin Liu.
Mm-hmm.
So really good information on the upcoming features that are included in 3.
I guess someone had tweeted that they're going to be incorporating jQuery into Spring JavaScript. That seems like a pretty cool thing.
That does seem like a very cool thing. I think I tweeted yesterday that 35% of all JavaScript sites are using jQuery.
Yeah, that was the tweet. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It seems like a good thing that they're going to start doing that. So what are the sessions that you thought were big highlights?
Well, I took a look at I had met the creator of Gradle, which is a build scripting build language that's based on Groovy,
mm-hmm.
and it you know, there was some good information since I looked at it back a few releases ago. It's really come a long way, and he's about to come out with version 1.0 very soon. And I asked for the milestone that he's looking to accomplish to make it 1.0, and his answer was to make sure that it could support OSGI.
OSGI.
That was a big thing with Gradle. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like it's come quite a long way. They have a I don't want to give a name, but certainly he gave a name of a large U.S. organization that has completely switched over to Gradle and is using that for their build scripts. They had previously been using Ant, were struggling with the limitations around Ant, and found Gradle to be a very flexible, very customizable build framework and scripting. Well, it's not really a framework, build script and declarative way to solve their build demands. I stopped in and saw Craig Walls talk about Spring Expression Language,
mm-hmm.
and he went through a lot of the different aspects of the Spring EL and things that you could do and some really cool things. Like you can actually, using Expression Language, dynamically inject one class versus another. So based off of Expression Language, you can actually go determine maybe a discount that you want to apply to a price of a product.
Like a strategy or command kind of concept, right?
Sure, exactly.
Wow.
And he had a lot of examples, kind of stuff that you just go, that is really cool. I got to sit down and tinker with that a little bit and get my head around that because it looks like it has so much potential for really helping you in your Spring 3 applications.
Yeah, that sounds like a really powerful feature. But well, so let's talk about Spring integration a little bit. What would you think in terms of, I mean, I know that Spring integration is just like an integration bus that you can fire up within a Spring context so you don't need a heavyweight ESB. Are they releasing like 2.0 or something of that, or like what's going on with that particular project?
Right, the Spring integration is coming out in 2.0. It's basically the Spring integration part of the project is basically having an embedded message bus within your Spring application. It supports a standard EIP, the Enterprise Integration Patterns,
mm-hmm.
and there's still some work to be done. They have many of the more common patterns complete, and then they have a few that they're still working on. It's not quite in the release state at this point. They have many of the adapters filed, JMS, HTTP, web service, mail, for example. There's other ones that they're adding later on, for example, like Twitter. They'll be adding as an adapter that's scheduled for the in the final product. So Spring integration is, for anybody that's familiar with CAML and the integration patterns within CAML, it looks like it's going to be on par with what that product offers, just built into Spring and easily configurable. Well, I sat in a session late yesterday with Ben Alex, the creator of Roo.
Sweet.
And he went through the technical deep dive on Roo. So he went through some basic, but it started out very simple. He kind of wanted to recap for folks like myself that hadn't gone to the intro sessions he had held prior.
Mm-hmm.
And went through that. And he went through and talked about how to add plugins to Roo, which is a new feature that's coming out in, I believe, what is it, Release Kennedy 2 or Milestone 2? I forget what mm-hmm. state it's in at this point. And it is very simple to add to frame out a plugin. So he really illustrated it, and it made it seem quite effortless and quite interesting to get involved in adding plugins to Roo. So it looks like that's going to be quite as popular as Grails is right now with its explosive number of plugins that are available.
Yeah, Grails is getting crazy like that. I mean, I subscribed to that developer list, and it's like plugin, and it's almost like too much. It's amazing how much they have out there.
Yeah, there's hundreds right now. I think it's over 200 or some crazy number. So it looks like Roo is really kind of heading along the same path. Hey, let's leave it open. We're not gonna solve all the problems out there, because there's just way too many solutions to package into one product, at least initially. Let's leave it open. Let's create the core framework. Let's make something robust, something testable, and give you guys the ability to build the plugins, the framework for testing those plugins, and go for it. You know, and then and as the product evolves, like much like Spring has, if features are robust enough, they'll get incorporated into the core product potentially in the future releases.
What other stuff did you attend today?
Today I had gone to the what are the new features of JPA 2.0, and it really looks like all the stuff that you do in JPA now, and you when you use, for example, I'm familiar with using JPA and Hibernate.
Yeah.
When you use Hibernate and you use the Hibernate extensions, many of those features that are in the extensions are really going to be part of the core JPA 2.
Like filters,
that
I hear.
Was really the, yes, and that was the gist of that topic. It was really, you know, went through some of the features of, you know, Spring 3 and testing JPA annotations using the standard Spring transactional JUnit 4 context test and so forth, and how that's, you know, advantageous. So some core just JPA, how do I you know, test out my JPA components in a general 3.0 in arena, and then he went into, hey, what are the new features and what can you do moving forward?
Thanks again to Gordon Dickens for coming on the show and tracking what's going on at Spring 1 2GX. I also like to thank Dimitri Skloot and Brent Baxter also for contributing, and we'll have their wrap-ups later in the week. You can find out more information about Chariot Solutions, including our consulting services, our podcast, TechCast, and other information by visiting the website www.chariotsolutions.com. Leave us feedback at techcastfeedback@chariotsolutions.com or send us a message on Twitter using the hashtag TechCast. For the TechCast, I'm Ken Rimple.